I'm going to talk about agroforestry and grass buffers for non-point source pollution reduction from row crop watersheds. We studied these three watersheds for a long period from 1991 to current 2010. For initial 3 years, these acted like three replicates without any treatments. I studied nitrogen loss and phosphorus loss on these watersheds. They were on corn, soybean. It ranges from 0.29 to 3.59 kilograms per hectare year with a mean of 1.36. And 48% of the loss occurred when the crop field is out of crop. As you know, phosphorus loss is mainly with the sediment, and runoff and sediment loss are highly correlated. And nitrogen loss range from 13 to 19 with a mean of 16. And 57% of the loss was when the field is out of crop. With all these conservation management practices, crop rotation, fertilizer application, nutrient management, still agricultural crops lose nutrients. So we believe that agroforestry can be used to reduce these losses. But we need to understand how these occur. That's the purpose of this study. So this study was initiated in 1991 with three watersheds. Initially, they were called West, Center, and East. And each of these watersheds had a grass buffer. It drains out all the water from the watershed. This period is called the calibration period in the paired watershed study. We don't apply any treatments. We just collect water samples, analyze at the exit point, and analyze for all the nutrients. In 1997, treatments were imposed. In the West watershed, these wider gray lines represent buffers. These two watersheds had buffers with grass species. Brome, red top, and bird's foot trefoil. In the middle watershed, in addition to grasses, we planted pin oak, birk, and swamp white oak alternatively at 3 meter distance. So this is called the agroforestry watershed. This is the contour buffer grass watershed, and this is the control. We didn't do anything to this watershed. So the purpose is, during this period, we develop relationships. In a lab study or plot study, you can have so many replicates. But in a watershed study, you cannot have that many replicates. This is the purpose of the paired watershed study design. So during this period, we develop relationships. For example, if X amount of runoff coming out of this watershed, how much is coming out of this watershed? That type of relationship. Once the treatments were applied, you can compare the differences, whether there is a reduction compared to the equation or increase. This is how it looks in 2000 at 5,000 feet elevation. This picture was taken from Google about 2 weeks ago. This is the Greenlee Research Center where we had this watershed study. And each watershed is instrumented with flumes, wing walls, concrete, and approach sections. These are 4 feet flumes and a housing. Inside the housing, we have two different kinds of flow meters, bubbler and pressure transducer, with two water samplers. In case if one is not working, we believe that the other is going to work. And this is how the grass buffer look like. They're about 3 to 5 meter wide, depending on the location. And trees were planted in 1997. They were shorter, less than a meter tall. And this is about in 2009. Now they're about 4 to 5 meter tall. These are the water quality parameters we evaluated. Runoff volume, sediment, total phosphorus, total nitrogen, nitrate, calcium, magnesium, sodium, potassium, and herbicides also. And the flow meter provides flow rate, volume, and stage height, and sampling time. This is what the relationship between the calibration period. We compared all the parameters. We develop relationships. The idea is plot runoff volumes converted to a unit volume, say cubic meters per hectare for all these watersheds, and plot it and develop a relationship. Now we know what is the relationship. For example, contour grass strip watershed, compared to the control, this is the slope of the line with R squared of 97. For this study, for this calibration, we had 106 runoff volumes from 91 to 97. This is the relationship for example, runoff, contour grass strip versus control watershed. As I showed you in the previous slide, R squared was 0.97, slope is 0.99 with 110 data points. And for total phosphorus, total nitrogen, nitrate, and ammonia. So these are the parameters we are interested to use in the paired watershed design. This is how it's calculated. For example, in April 1999, there was about 7.07 or 1 centimeter runoff. agroforestry watershed, after 2 years of establishment of treatments, runoff volume was about 401 cubic meters per hectare. On the control, 651. So we can use this control runoff to estimate the agroforestry runoffs. So this gives a number. If treatments had not been established, what would have been the runoff volume? So this equation gives a number, 501. If treatments had not been established, it would have caused 501 cubic meter per hectare runoff. But we observed only 401. So the difference is 100 is about 20% reduction. So that's how we compare different whether the runoff was reduced, nitrogen, phosphorus, sediment were reduced. So this shows the initial results were published from 97 to 2000 in JAQ. This is for the 2004 to 2009-8 period reduction in runoff volume compared to the calibration equation. And sediment loss also was reduced. Once in a while, sediment loss increases because if we have a higher antecedent water content and if gullies were developed breaking some of the buffers, sometimes it gets higher sediment losses. So these are the results for the last 2004 to 2009. Runoff volume was reduced by agroforestry 23%, grass buffers by 15%, sediment loss 30 and 28, phosphorus 26, 22. As I mentioned earlier, sediment and phosphorus are highly correlated. As you see here, numbers are almost the same, but the nitrogen loss was very low, 11 and 13%. It also reduces subsurface losses. We installed lysimeters in the crop areas, grass buffers. That's a PVC tube attached to a ceramic cup. Before a rain event, you have to go to the field and create a vacuum inside the tube. Then when the soil is wet, water comes through the ceramic cup inside the tube. So we collect these water samples at 5, 10, 20 centimeter depth during 2007 for about 20 different rainfall events. As you see here, there is almost undetectable nitrate concentrations in the agroforestry and grass buffers, but even higher as 80 milligrams per liter nitrogen in the crop areas. In all four depths, there were detectable nitrate concentrations in the crop areas. This is the summary for 2 years for nitrate and for phosphorus. As you see here, 2007, we had more events, more rain. Crop area has much higher concentrations compared to grass buffer and agroforestry. And dissolved phosphorus, also the same story. Crop areas had much higher compared to grass and agroforestry. What it shows is installation of grass and agroforestry buffers help reduce runoff, phosphorus, nitrogen, and sediment losses, both in agroforestry and contour grass strip watersheds. And why these are happening? Some results we have published already, differences in bulk density, porosity, hydraulic conductivity, and differences in tree parameters. For example, we excavated 10 trees per species and looked at the root angle. Some trees have equally distributed roots, vertical and horizontal. Some trees have more vertical, more horizontal roots and more less vertical roots. So that shows whether trees are going to compete with the with resources in the plantations. And the next step is to look for largest scale effect and long-term benefits. Anuma Senaviratna will talk about the next step of this project. Any questions? Yes. Buffer strips are usually effective if you manage it properly. The idea is when you have trees, if you don't have a shade tolerant grass species, they will die. Then the buffer effect is less. So you have to identify a proper grass species and you have to remove sediment on the upslope area in order to maintain the effectiveness. Yes. No, we didn't measure. We took only concentrations at those four depths, because there is a clay pan below that. So the water vertically moves up to the clay pan and then horizontally moves. So we didn't measure.
Runoff is reduced, whether that nutrients are fertilized or not.
Yes, in the root. Oh, yes. That's true.
Are you doing economic analysis compared to different treatments? And what does that show you about
The question is whether we are doing an economic analysis. Yes, we did an economic analysis, but this is a research study. As of now, grass buffers are more economically beneficial because this area you had much more deer population. They come and damage all the trees. When they were planted, they were about 1 meter tall. After 2 years, they were shorter than the planted height. So, and the, to control weeds, we put weed mats. Each weed mat is about $1.20. And we had to put a cage. That cage is about $4. So as of now, as a research study, grass buffers are economically beneficial. Yes. There are two ways of approaching conducting a paired watershed studies. You can have the calibration period at the beginning of the study. That's the most, I think, wise method because you already developed the relationship. And you can have the calibration at the end of the study. So we did this method so that we can account for all the statistical climatic soil variability. Because the similar soil, similar landscape, that similar aspect. So if one behaves differently, then it will affect on the other two watersheds also. Any more questions?